You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands we record this podcast on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, as well as the Wanneroo and the Gamilaroi people. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
From Mamma Mia, hi, I'm Talissa Bazaz, and welcome to The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily. Here are the evening news headlines for Tuesday, the 9th of August. Beloved Australian entertainer and international superstar Olivia Newton-John is being remembered as a friend, a great talent, and an inspiration to her fellow performers. The British-born, Melbourne-raised performer died peacefully in her sleep at her home in California, surrounded by family and friends. She was 73 years old. The news was broken by her husband, John Easterling, via a social media post. The singer and actress, who's best known for her role alongside John Travolta in the smash movie musical Grease, endured a reoccurring battle with breast cancer. Travolta was among the first to pay tribute to his former co-star, posting on Instagram, "My dearest Olivia, you made all our lives so much better. Your impact was incredible. I love you so much," he said. We're spending more this year compared to last, according to new Australian Bureau of Statistics data. Household spending rose 10.2% in June compared to the same time last year. It's the 16th consecutive month of through-the-year increases in total household spending. Transport spending increased the most by around 23%, driven by higher petrol prices and a demand for air travel. Strong growth has also seen spending on hotels, cafes and restaurants up around 17%. Spending also jumped on things like clothing, footwear, recreation and culture around 15%. New analysis shows the Albanese government pledge to build tens of thousands of new social housing will only meet 3% of the nation's needs by the end of the decade. Data provided to the Greens by the Parliamentary Library shows Australia has a shortage of 524,000 social homes. That's predicted to increase to around 670,000 by 2032. Labor promised to set up a $10 billion social housing fund to build 30,000 new social and affordable homes within the next 5 years in an election pledge. The estimated social housing shortages include people who are homeless, currently waiting on lists, and low-income renters who are in stress. The housing spokesperson for the Greens labelled the government's plan a spectacular failure and said it fell short of meeting vulnerable people's needs by 97%. Staying in Canberra, and more than 50 Indigenous women from across Australia will travel there this week to learn about the federal political system. The five-day summit is designed to encourage more participation in federal politics from First Nations people, who currently hold a record 11 seats across the House of Representatives and the Senate. Indigenous Australians Minister Linda Burney will host an official opening ceremony at Parliament House for Oxfam Australia's Straight Talk National Summit on Sunday. Overseas now, and former US President Donald Trump says his residence in Florida has been raided by FBI agents. Mar-a-Lago is currently under siege, he said, raided and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. In a statement, he also claimed they were breaking into his safe. While the Justice Department has so far refused to comment, Mr. Trump's son claims the raid is part of an investigation into the removal of official presidential records from the White House to a Florida resort. The unprecedented search of a former president's home would mark a significant escalation into the records investigation, which is one of several probes Trump is facing from his time in office and in private business. That's your evening news headlines. If you want more from The Quickie, check out today's deep dive on housing prices.